Israel, as we all know, is being pretty traumatized by the fact that over 200 hostages were taken. There seems to be no end of the war in sight, and I don't know how much hope there is actually of them coming back alive. Israel is involved in the second day of mass protests, demanding a hostage deal, an end to the war and return of the hostages. And that then makes one think about mental health of a society, or is there in fact such a thing? And to that end, we've got on the line Dr. Amir Blumenfeld, whose expertise encompasses trauma surgery, emergency medicine, and psychological rehabilitation. Dr. Blumenfeld, thank you for talking to me on Chai FM here this afternoon.
Thank you for having me.
So, Doc, just interested in events today. Is the mass protest happening or going to happen for the second day today?
No, it's not today. It's actually going to be tomorrow, starting at 6:29, which is a very symbolic time. You know, this is the time where Hamas attacked Israel on October 7th. So the first thing tomorrow morning, 6:29 a.m., as said, it will be a deployment of huge flags, Israeli flags, just across the American embassy here in Tel Aviv, and that's obviously in order to amplify the international pressure, especially the American, on the government to stop the war, or to encourage the government to stop the war and bring back all hostages home.
I was somewhat hopeful, I think yesterday or the day before, when I read that Benny Gantz was perhaps going to enter the government in order that a deal could be done. I see that Benjamin Netanyahu has rejected that proposal today. It seems in Israel that you get so close and then you recede, and you get close and you recede, and it must be very difficult psychologically for a country to deal with a situation like that.
That's horrible. That's the most, I'd say, mean emotional roller coaster that especially the families of the hostages need to go through. But it affects the rest of the Israelis as well, even those who are not directly involved with this kind of crisis or catastrophe. You know, we're all going through this emotional, I just call it roller coaster, emotional roller coaster, because you know, you can't trust, you can't tell, and you don't know what's going to happen the next, not day or a week, few hours. that's the situation currently in Israel. And when you say you in Israel, if I may add, I think that you need to distinguish in between the government and the people of Israel. Now, the government does one thing, which is, I don't know exactly what, okay? But the people of Israel voted in many polls where they demanded to end the war and bring all hostages home. And the percentages went up from 60% to 80%, 75%, meaning majority of the Israeli population, not the government, are asking the government to bring all hostages home and end the war, because they totally understand that this goes nowhere. And if you can't get your goals within 2 years, then you know, you won't get it later. So this is it. But as you just said, you know, one day it's going this way, the other day it's going the other way, and you just can't tell.
Dr. Blumenfeld, Benjamin Netanyahu, there is an election happening within a year. He reads polls. What do you think it is that makes him not responsive to the will of the people?
Well, first of all, I believe I'm not a political person. I'm a medical one. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I'm a citizen expressing my political views, which is just like that. I'm not an expert, but you know, there are elections next, or supposed to be elections next year. Currently, the situation of Bibi Netanyahu is not great, and the polls tell us that he's not going to win. So he's trying to postpone the elections as much as possible and gain some things all the way through. And the only way for him to keep his, you know, governance right now is by keeping these military actions going on. And it has no purpose. I'm sorry. because everyone suffers, the people here in Israel, the people in Gaza, and there's no solution. There's no solution for the day after, since day one of this war. Nobody knows what's going to happen after the war ends, and if it ever ends. Okay, he was, you know, expressing his opinion one time, and he said it may last, you know, very long time, maybe years. And this is something that we cannot afford in Israel. We are not that big, we're not that rich, and we can't, you know, have so many issues, so many problems in one time. And this is a risk for the existence of the state of Israel.
I want to go to my SMS line where our listeners are sending through questions. And a question has been posed to you, Dr. Blumenfeld. I want to read it to you. They say, the protesters make out as if it's so simple to just end the war and Hamas will simply release all the hostages, no conditions whatsoever. Somebody speaking up for those who are opposed to a hostage deal saying, how do you make peace with Hamas? What's your take on a view like that?
First of all, it's not about peace. It's about an agreement, okay? Let's get realistic for the first place. The other thing, it's not simple. I never claimed it was simple.
Fair enough.
Okay, but it's necessary, and we need to do it. If it was simple, probably we would do it, you know, the day after. But we need to fight for it. We need to get it. We need to do that because that's the oxygen for the Israeli society. I mean, it's not a yes or no question. It's a must question. It's the hostages are suffering, and we all know that. You probably saw the videos, you know, released by the mean Hamas people, the horrible Hamas people. And I never claimed that Hamas were nice people. No, they're not. They're horrible people. Okay, they're monsters. First thing. So the hostages suffer. The hostages' families and friends obviously suffer. But the whole Israeli society is suffering right now. We have a rise in morbidity. People are suffering from diabetes, from cardiac diseases in higher percentages than it used to be over here. People are in distress. They lost hope and they need to get hope back. And kids suffer. You know, and they lost hope. What's going to happen to them once they become soldiers? Who's going to save their lives if something, you know, happens? So the situation is so, you know, bad right now in Israel. So and ending the war is not an option. It's a must.
I'm absolutely stunned by what you've just said. Are you actually telling me that there are measurable increases in disease due to the stress that people are living with?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It was published in the Israeli journalism by the HMOs, where they said that there are more people suffering from diabetes and other diseases, and heart diseases and neurological diseases, and those who are already diagnosed with those diseases suffer more. I mean, they're you know, have exacerbations of the diseases, and this is before we even started talking about the mental issues that all the people are suffering and currently, you know, need medications and all kind of substances. There's a huge rise in the consumption of psychiatric drugs here in Israel. You know, this is for a reason.
Has domestic violence increased?
Obviously, domestic, on the road, the energy is violent here in Israel. You know, everyone is, we are always been, you know, chutzpah people, and we didn't have enough patience, you know, and we are known for that. But this is way beyond that. People are exploding on each other. I mean, the fights, the knife attacks, you know, all kinds of things, fights that turn into something very violent very quickly.
You know,
you need to understand that.
It's the first time.
It's horrible.
Yeah, it's the first time I'm beginning to understand the claim made by many who want a deal, saying we will never get back to ourselves until a hostage deal is done. To tell you the truth, I never really understood it until talking to you today. Do you think that there will only be healing once the Chatufim are returned home.
I'm confident with that. And I'm not sure about healing. I would say recovery. I would say rehabilitation. You know, healing is a very long process, but I'm totally confident in what you just said. You know, we need to bring the hostages home. We need to bring sanity back to Israel, and we need to start to rehabilitate ourselves. It'll take a long time, but we need to start it at some point. And tomorrow, in my opinion, is the best day to start it.
Dr. Blumenfeld, given your expertise, I'm just wondering, you must be looking at the day after. Are you putting together support systems or paradigms or applying your mind to how you go about addressing these issues going forward in order to aid the recovery?
I just finished writing down a document about it, and I started thinking about what I was writing, you know, and it looked so frightening, but we will manage. We can do it. We can rehabilitate both the injured, physically injured ones, as well as the mental, you know, casualties. And I'm not promising that everyone will go and go back into what he used to be before October 7, but you know, they will improve, and we all will improve at the end of the day. But we need to start it sometime. The trauma, you know, some people call it post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD. I can't call it post-trauma yet because we're still in the midst of the trauma.
You know, I look at
and
that.
That's
and
the main issue.
I sometimes wonder, how does normal life go on? You go onto YouTube and you look at, I don't know, Eden Hassan doing a concert in Caesarea, and there are 20,000 people and they're dancing. And meanwhile, there are people being abused in tunnels in Gaza. How does one deal with a cognitive dissonance?
It's a kind of a dissonance. You're absolutely right. And on one hand, you encourage people to keep on their own lives, you know, because it's not a 1 month or 1 week event. It goes on for 2 years already. Okay. So, and people need to breathe sometimes, you know, they need to sing, they need to, but, you know, sometimes in TV, you see all kinds of entertainment shows. They do the show, but they still remind the hostages.
Okay.
They wear the pins. They talk about it. And once you go to sleep, and this is what happens to many, many Israelis, and there was a survey about it, 75% of the Israelis do think, consider, and very much care about the hostages, worried about the hostages. Okay, and 76%, this is way more than, it's about 3/4 of the Israeli population, do think about hostages. And it happens to each and everyone in different times, you know. Sometimes when it gets hot and you think what's happening right now in the tunnel, I just parked my car, you know, in an under the ground parking day the other day, and it feels like it's a cave, you know. It was like And you eat something and you think about it, and you laugh and you think you're not allowed to laugh, and all kinds of stuff that disturbs you. It's not normal. It's not normal. It's anything but normal.
I think you're going through a reality that most of us can't even begin to imagine. You know, I watch a lot of Israeli television, I stream it live, and I saw a public service announcement, I've forgotten from which organization in particular, but saying if you're standing in a queue and somebody just loses it and starts screaming, or if there's a man, a young man, who's suddenly standing in the queue without a leg or without an arm or disfigured, don't stay. You are dealing with realities that we can't even begin to imagine.
True. And there are thousands of injured young people who never began their lives, you know, their adult life. They went from high school directly to the military, and they came back injured, both physically and emotionally. And there are 21, 22-year-old guys. You know, this is horrible. You find many, many young people who just don't go back to school, to university. They can't pick, you know, what would they like to do with my life. They're conflicting. They're called back again and again to reserve service here in Israel. So, hey, someone needs to stop it. we need to regain our lives.
Dr. Blumenfeld, we're going to leave it there this afternoon. Two things I want to tell you. Firstly, Toda Rabah for speaking to us this afternoon. And secondly, Bahatzlacha with the very important work that you're going to have to do going forward.
Sorry for upsetting you, but this is the situation right now. And I believe that all people, especially Jews who care, need to know about what's going on here in Israel.